Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are live, guys, from Radio Row, getting ready for Super Bowl 53. It is Dukes and Bell, and this guy we've had a chance to have on our show numerous times, and now it's even more special because he is now officially a member of the Hall of Fame, and guys, he was one of the best to do it. Morten Andersen, inducted in the 2017 class. Mike, we had him on right before he went up there, and he was talking about how excited he was and going through all of that, and now he sits down with us here as we get ready for another Super Bowl, which could come down to a kick. We know that, right, Morten?
Yeah, you're right. It could. You know, I was just sitting here, and Mike was just elaborating on Adam Vinatieri's career, which I was really riveting riveting monologue.
No, I was just...
Putting me in a really good mood. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
I was hoping he was going to retire before he got to the record. For those who don't know, Mort had been...
I was in a good mood.
...all-time NFL scoring leader, and then Vinatieri is apparently not going to stick around, but boy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, if any consolation,
he gacked it against the Chiefs.
And I didn't even watch that game. God, I was taking great pleasure in watching that. He's a good man. He's earned the right.
Well, I'll tell
you. All kidding aside.
Right. No, listen, we take for granted, and we've seen it already in these playoffs, right? I mean, you know, Chicago's kicker,
doink, doink.
Right? Rams kicker, thank God. I mean, here's the deal.
Crushed.
You know, yeah, everybody thinks that these jobs, and we talk about it, nobody cares about the kickers more until you guys have to come through in those situations.
You got it, man. And I've had a few of them over my 25 years. I certainly have. You know, the thing is, you never know when those 3 points are going to come in handy and when you're really missing them.
Right.
That's why I like the change on the extra points, because it's making it more interesting strategy-wise. Because if you do miss one early in the game, now you're going to have to chase it a little bit.
Right.
And you see teams going for it a little more. It's I like that rule change. Really do.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting how the pressure, I mean, 35 yards outdoors is not a gimme.
It's not a gimme, and you see guys doink, doink. You know, you saw the Bears, man, really – struggled there.
Did you struggle in those stadiums? Because you grew up obviously kicking with the Saints and then the Falcons. Was it Chicago tougher?
Right. Chicago is tough because it's the city of Chicago maintains the field. And it's a sandy bottom. So your foot slides. And they don't cut it real short. I had a big foot. I had a size 13. I liked short grass.
Mm.
And then it's windy on top of that.
Right.
So Soldier Field's a tough, tough place to kick, man.
So it's like playing golf in Scotland. You know, a lot of variables.
Keep it low. But the problem is you can't kick it low
because
you get two tall Jones in there, you know, back in my day anyway.
Right. No doubt about it. This guy, all NFL, the 80s and 90s, all-decade teams guys, played obviously with the Falcons. You're aware of that. He also played with the Saints, and as he said, kicked a lot of field goals and made a lot of game-changing plays for his teams over the years. What's your favorite memory? We ask you this all the time, and then we get to this moment, right? This is about to be the biggest moment of the season where legacies are made, and guys will be remembered forever.
Defining moments, and you never know when they come, especially when you're young. You have no idea that, you know, let's see, at 17, did I absolutely know that a defining moment in my life was about to happen when I strapped it on and kicked a ball for the first time? Heck no, I had no idea, but it did. It changed my life. It allowed me to go to Michigan State, get drafted in the fourth round. As a Falcon, what probably one of the biggest defining moments for me was in the Metrodome, you know, in 1999 on January 17th when we beat the Vikings to go to the Super Bowl, to the first Super Bowl in Atlanta's history. That was incredible. Unbelievable.
And that was so amazing because two of the great kickers of the era, and of course you go on to the Hall of Fame, Gary Anderson misses the field goal. They shot the cannon off. Everyone thinks it's good. We're on the sideline sitting behind you because the media gets to go down to the field after, you know, the last 5 minutes there.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, there were some tight sphincters on that Minnesota sideline, and the Falcons took it home, man.
I just saw John Randall. I just saw Randy Moss and Chris Carter, and they were all on that football team that we beat.
15-1 Viking team.
Randall's running the other way when every time he sees me, he goes, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to, because he knows I'm going to needle him.
You got to do it, though.
Oh, I love it. I go, hey, cat mask. You know, he had to, what's up, cat mask? Oh, you don't like that.
I love it.
You don't like that, man.
I got, hey, cat mask. That's the beauty.
Well, you know, he had that
painted
yes.
his.
Oh yeah,
yes. yes. That's the beauty of this. When oh. years pass,
oh,
you
we
know,
rip. We rip each other,
you,
man.
You got to get after guys.
It's a brotherhood.
It is
a
Pro Football Hall of Fame kicker Morton Anderson joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mm. We are broadcasting live from Radio Row, guys.
Hey man, you know, we didn't really get a chance because we were focused obviously on your trip to Canton and getting the gold jacket. Have you get a chance to watch any of Atlanta United, which has become a phenomenon
yes.
here?
Yes, man.
Man.
I watched two games last year. I don't think we any of us who are fans of MLS and soccer in general would have thought that that team was going to be that good that fast.
Right.
And number two, that 72,000 people would go and watch them play.
Mm-hmm.
It is a cool experience, man.
We've got
really, really cool.
We've gotten we were season tickets. We're founders on the Founders Club. We love it. It's just an amazing vibe. So that's a part of Arthur's legacy here in town with the stadium and that team.
I think it's awesome. And that stadium is for big time sports, man. It good sidelines in there, lots of natural light. Mm. I like it.
What's up with the certified Angus beef? What's going on?
Big game, big stakes, man. I don't know what you're eating on Sunday, on Super Bowl Sunday, but you ought to be eating a certified Angus steak.
Well, now I am.
He's the grill master.
Yeah. I am. And we've got our Hey Man L to go with it. This is a perfect combination. Tell us about it, Morton.
Well, I'll tell you what. I didn't know how to probably cook a steak until I met Chef Tony from Certified Angus Beef. I thought you just would get a nice piece of meat, throw it on there, and grill it. No. Sear it. High heat. Take it off the grill. Put it in the oven. Internal temperature, 125. Now you take that meat out, and you let it rest. You tent it. You know what tenting meat means?
No.
It's not a city in China. It is aluminum foil that you just slightly envelop on top of that certified Angus beef.
While it's still
the juices will land, hold themselves in there, and then you cut it. Have you ever done the rookie mistake? Cut into a steak on the grill to see if it's done? It's the worst thing.
Sacrilege.
Sacrilege, man. All the juices are gone. You got a great steak. No, certifiedangusbeef.com. You can get my recipe. You can get the real deal, Evander Holyfield's recipe. Lots of recipes for Super Bowl Sunday. It's the highest level. It's the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mm. As far as steaks.
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Have you ever done that, Carl? Because you are the grill master.
No, listen.
Have you tented your meat?
I have, and Mort is right. There are fundamental mistakes that go into cooking great steaks. Here's the deal. We love going out to the best steakhouses in Atlanta, right? Because we've got a ton of them, and right. Mike and I, we always say we want to mention all our friends, and we can't.
Yeah.
But you can cook a great steak at home, and guys are afraid of it because they don't know how to do it more.
Yep.
So, to your point, Mike, yes, I have. He's absolutely right. Those juices flow back into the meat.
Yeah.
That's what makes it great. And when you want it, I don't know, medium rare, medium depending.
Medium rare, baby.
Oh,
man, all day long.
You can't
but
beat
you
it.
But you got to get a good piece of meat. I mean, right. And Atlanta has lots of restaurants that are serving certified Angus beef. One is that comes to mind is the Oak Room.
Right.
So, you know, lots of places you can find it. And also, of course, at certifiedangusbeef.com. Lots of places where you can buy it.
Hey, by the way, now, real quick, because I was talking to Mort before the interview about wine, because Matt, if you don't know, Mort's one of the big wine connoisseurs, and he's had some amazing collections over the years. What's your favorite? Did you get a cab with it? What you're going to pair it with?
I really am enjoying Kilcedar Creek right now. Kilcedar Creek is a Washington cab from the Columbia Valley.
Okay.
Lots of 100 points wines they're making out of Kilcedar.
Yeah.
And it's priced reasonably. Now, when I say reasonably, compared to a cult wine like Screaming Eagle or Harlan or Bond.
Right.
Or Colgan, where you're paying $500, $600, $700 a bottle. This is much cheaper.
One last. This is the wine segment. Are we going to be seeing the prices get funky in California because of the fires and all the weirdness that happened in Napa a couple of years back?
Might have a little smoky notes on the vintage.
Literally, yeah.
If you're a collector and you want for resale, Burgundy is where you want to buy. You want to buy Bourgogne. You want to buy the Grand Cruz and the Premier Cruz of Bourgogne. Bordeaux, not so much. Still good buys there if you're holding. But if you want an immediate tick up, make your 20-25% on wines, Burgundies.
All right. I had a Margot at Marcel the other night.
Yeah, Margot. Chateau Margot is an outstanding Bordeaux.
I always say try to maintain street cred with when he comes in.
Here's the deal. And guys right now are going, what? This guy's a Hall of Fame kicker and he's talking
he's a Hall of Fame.
Like
what is this, a wine? What is this, a wine snob show?
What the hell just happened?
Once I apologize, man. I like beer too, man. I like beer too.
No, it's all good. You know we love this. We've been trying to get an opportunity to come down to the wine cellar and do the show so we can, well, drink the entire
Let's
show.
Let's do it.
That's
Bring
what we
a sweater,
do.
Man. It's 57 degrees in there.
Oh, we'd love to do it.
I mean, once a year I get to talk wine snob stuff with Mort, and it's always a pleasure. We know we should do a podcast. We can make money off that.
I think it'd be great.
All right.
Mort, thank you, man.
Thanks,
and by
guys.
The way, if you want to see his ring, I just Instagrammed it, tweeted it out. Mm. It's his Hall of Fame ring. We take for granted. They get the gold jacket, but they also get
Beautiful.
An amazing ring, guys.
And, Great Dane 2544 is my handle. Great Dane 2544.
There right. it is.
Get your Angus steaks for the Super Bowl, guys.
All right. Thank
Thanks,
you, Mort.
Guys. Thanks, man.
Great. Hall of Fame kicker, Morton Anderson, guys.
Thanks, brother.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.